Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Russ watch is over. The Miami Heat did not get Russell Westbrook. And we're signing off. Have a great Friday, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Yeah, don't even let Dave's mic go near his face. Just keep pushing it away.
It keeps running away from me.
It does. It's upset also. The Russ watch is over. We had music ready. We had everything ready. We left yesterday with hopes.
You had
dreams.
Hopes. Your dreams.
Me and the rest of South Florida, except for you.
See, Biff's putting on this sad R.E.M. song.
I heard, I'm hurting.
I'm not. This is something to celebrate.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You can't celebrate this. You can't celebrate Russell Westbrook not being on the Miami Heat. Because now there's rumors that Chris Paul's coming to the Miami Heat.
Wow.
And I'm going to be honest, I am not on board. That bright line Chris Paul train is coming down the road, and I'm waiting for a ride. I'm waiting longer.
It's a banana boat. It's not a train.
Yeah. I want to deflate the banana boat.
I'm not on that banana boat.
Like, I want to write your next column because all I want to do is say, if the Heat trade for Chris Paul, damn. And that's it. That's all I want in the article. Your column. It just should be a picture of my face, and it just says, if the Heat somehow go from the rumors of Brad Beal and John Wall and Russell Westbrook, and then their third option is a trade for Chris Paul, who's got $750 million left on that deal, or whatever it is. I don't know if I'll be able to get over that.
That would be staggering. Like, when I got why people wanted Westbrook from a marketing standpoint, from a fun standpoint.
Yes,
from
I read your column.
Relevant
I did.
Standpoint.
Yes.
Chris Paul makes no sense from
no
any standpoint.
Sense.
You're taking on 3 years, $124 million.
Right.
You're knocking yourself out of any, you know, future hopes of, well, I shouldn't say that, because if we learn anything from the past week, it's you can get rid of any contract at any time you want.
That's true. You're right about that.
But
it doesn't matter. You're
right. His game has diminished. He's 34.
Yes.
He'll be 35 next May when supposedly he'll still be playing again. It makes, as I walk around this, and ESPN is reporting that the Heat are one of the teams mentioned. Now, we'll have to see that in, because if Westbrook was a marketing move, this would be an anti-marketing move. It would have people scratching their heads at what the Heat would be doing. So I don't see this, unless something comes out, there's something else involved in the deal, or it's part of a bigger deal.
Sure.
That in a way I can't imagine, considering the money involved in Paul's contract. This makes no sense.
No sense at all. And it was tough to hear the Russell Westbrook stuff yesterday for me, because I really did want that player down here. But it would really, you want to talk about a punch in the you know what that I thought I got yesterday when I heard about Russell Westbrook. It would be a bat with like the Walking Dead bat with the nails and the barbed wire all over it. That's what the Chris Paul to Miami rumors felt like last night when I heard it. Then I see Ira tweet out, yeah, it would take James Johnson and Deion Waiters and their two-year deals. And I'm like, I'd rather sit on both those two-year deals for the next 2 years and then get a books flattened out than sit with Chris Paul's deal for the next three or four with an option.
Does he help you? Would
Chris
he help
Paul?
You?
No. Really?
You know, I guess marginally, but he's...
But you would give up two or three assets for a Chris Paul? Like, at least with Russell Westbrook, you could see where the first... I agree with the debate of the last 2 years could be, wow, $47 million, $42 million, that could be a huge problem. It's going to kill you with the cap. But for the first 2 years, at least with Jimmy Butler, you're going to have two dynamic players, and you're going to get the best you can out of those two guys. That's one thing. And like you said in your column, I've been reading all over the place, and I finally have come to the realization of you're probably not better than a four seed, barring an injury or something to those top three teams in the East. And more than likely, you're not a championship contender. Okay. But you take player off the Heat team, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, whoever else to match money, and trade them out to Oklahoma City now for a Chris Paul. You are the bottom three teams in the East. I'm bottom three. You're talking lottery. Now at this point, you know what you set your sights on as the big whale? Vernon Carey Jr.
Bring Carmelo Anthony in too.
We'll
redo the banana boat.
We'll get
half of it.
That Dwayne Wade would come back out of retirement to see that roster and go, no way am I, no way.
I don't think he'd come to the game because he'd be afraid his friends would be, people are like, what?
It'd be embarrassing. It'd be the senior tour. You know what that should be? Honestly, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, and an ex-player, that's the next team in the big three. Ice Cube should be calling those guys up.
I don't think it makes such little sense. I can't see it happening.
Me
except
either.
Except Pat Riley does love his stars.
Loves it.
He loves him some stars. And the Heat really thought, in talking to people, that they were the only team involved.
Sure.
Bidding for Westbrook. And now then Houston stepped in. I'm wondering how this is going to work in Houston. And I get Westbrook and James Harden
played together, buddies,
but they played together in different timelines of their careers when they were starting out. And now James Harden is a risen star, and they both have similar games of wanting the ball. Maybe in the trade they got a second or third basketball to throw on the court with them.
It's possible.
That's what they need. So, look, I get why Houston did it, though.
Yeah,
they needed to do something to keep up with the Joneses in the West.
Sure. And for me to look at that trade from Houston's standpoint, it's a no-brainer.
They traded, in effect, Chris Paul's salary and age for a younger
Westbrook.
Version and threw in
a better version.
Threw in some draft picks.
Yeah. And they threw in draft picks, and it goes back to what I said to you the other day, like, oh, look at Oklahoma City and all these picks they have now, and wow, look what they could do. They've got so many draft picks that they have to get better, because if they don't through 2026 with all those picks they have, it'd be ridiculous. Now, like you said a couple days ago also, we're not talking about, number one, number two, and number three picks in the year of the draft every year. More than likely 22, 27, 19, wherever it's going to be all these years.
Yeah, this isn't the NFL where the 20th pick overall, you can still get a
top-flight guy.
Starter. Yeah. This is
this is a huge crapshoot.
I'm just curious how – now, Sam Presti, the Oklahoma City general manager, has proven he can draft well, but I'm curious what they come out of this with.
It'll be interesting to see what this – trade and what the Oklahoma City team looks like. I mean, I hate to fast forward, but four years from now, because really in about 3 or 4 years after the first set of these draft picks, that team should look better. But my whole thing is, this all comes down, and yes, I was upset and still am upset that Russell Westbrook is not going to be on this Heat team. But who in that Heat camp has their eyes set on Chris Paul? Because that scares me. And I hope, like you said, I'm a shiny object guy. You know that, and you've said with me for 5 days now if we've talked about shiny objects. I'm now afraid that Pat Riley is just like me.
Well, there you go. So you should like Chris Paul. He's a shiny
object. No, he is a dull object. He was shiny at one point and was probably the best point guard in the league at one point.
He's an aged shiny object.
Yes. He is. You know what he is? He's an antique. You go into the antique store on a vacation in Key West somewhere. You find that little thing that no one's really going to buy. You buy it because it's cool at the time. You put it in your house on the shelf. 2 weeks later, you forget all about it, except for the fact that it cost you $130 million.
I'm curious. If you're Oklahoma City, if you're Daryl Morey, the general manager, making a trade like this, do you let it leak out? Oh, he's not going to stay in Oklahoma City, because you know people are going to look at you. You're kidding. You ship Chris Paul to Oklahoma City to an awful roster and a rebuild.
Awful.
And and with no plan. It doesn't make any sense from the GM standpoint, no. either of them, if Paul stays in Oklahoma City. On the other hand, it makes no sense for any team to take his contract.
Like, where? The only team that I thought about, I'm not even going to joke, the only team I thought about right then and there of, oh, someone that's in kind of win-now mode that might need a guy, but they can't do it, Lakers. Like, Chris Paul and LeBron are their buddies, but there's just too much money. And this isn't the case
send
of...
Send them to the Knicks.
The Knicks are a team that need they need any kind of shiny object they can get. I don't even think they're stupid enough to do that.
But as far as Westbrook, you're disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
I can see it in your
yes.
eyes. You got a heavy heart this morning.
I am pissed this morning.
But it isn't over what the Heat were offering, right? The fact that they would not offer their youth, would you...
Bam, we're taken off the table. That means that Sam Presti said, I don't want this trade.
Right, I can do better.
If you're not giving me those...
And he did better.
He did.
But from a Heat standpoint... You're disappointed you didn't get Westbrook, yes. but are you happy they still hold on, that they didn't trade those guys, or were you throwing one of them in?
If it took one of those guys to get the trade done, not both, I would seriously have considered it.
Well, I'm sure what is out there, and is they had three young guys.
Justice,
Winslow, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero. Two of them had to be in the deal.
So you get to keep one. I mean, we're basing this all off, by the way, also, Tyler Hero in the Summer League. And the potential that we're seeing now through this and 13th pick overall in the draft. And if he doesn't end up being a good player, people are going to go back and go, why didn't we make that trade?
I'm not going back. You would.
I am.
You're disappointed.
Well, I just think that Jimmy Butler doesn't move the needle. You're a playoff team, but you're not getting out of the first round. So we're right back picking 15th with Jimmy Butler, and it doesn't matter.
All right, so with Russell Westbrook and all the drums and whistles.
Second round with potential.
You're going to the second round. You're not going further.
You might. You at least have that option.
You might get out of the first round with Jimmy Butler.
I don't think so, because you're going to be a 7 seed. You're not beating Milwaukee or Philly in the first round. Not with just Jimmy Butler.
Well, Russell Westbrook's game, all the numbers are dwindling. The contract's getting higher. This is something to celebrate if you're a Heat fan. They kept their younger assets. They didn't go for that shiny object of Russell Westbrook. It's like when we had Israel Gutierrez on at the start of the week, right? And he said, nope, I wouldn't do this deal. People who are invested in basketball say, no, I wouldn't do that for what the Heat would have to give up. Now, Houston, I'm curious how this will work out with Houston. Well, I just don't see.
They're in serious win-now mode, and – they were willing to put it all on the table with Chris Paul, and what they did was get an upgraded version. Because I think Russell Westbrook right now is better than Chris Paul.
Sure.
That's it. And they're both the
salaries.
The question
is how he'll fit with Harden, to me. I'm curious to see how that'll work.
It was the same thing I said when Chris Paul got traded or he moved to Houston. Because Chris Paul's a guy that needs the ball in his hands at all time to be effective, and so does James Harden. And it kind of worked. They almost got to the finals, and they were the team to beat. You know, they were the team. If anyone's going to take down the Golden State Warriors, it could possibly be Houston.
And they came close.
Yeah, they did. And I think that Russell Westbrook's an upgrade. Now, what happens on the court at all times, I don't know. Because Chris Paul, to a point, gave up that I need the ball in my hands at all times way because James Harden was just that much better. Russell Westbrook's not walking into the situation saying, James Harden's a better basketball player than me. We're both on the same page.
You assume they'll figure it out together.
They have to, yes.
But their games are so holding the ball.
Yes.
Both of them.
You're right.
That one of them is going to be diminished.
Sure. And Chris Paul.
Sort of like Wade and LeBron.
Absolutely.
LeBron was clearly the better player.
No, but Wade at that time, when the big three got together, there isn't any kind of argument that Wade could have been the second, third, or fourth best player in the league at the time. Like, Wade was right up there. He was a top five guy in the NBA at the time, no matter what categories or whatever you look at. But LeBron was clearly one. It wasn't like a choice. It wasn't like, oh, well, who could debate it? LeBron was the best player in the league at the time. And Dwayne Wade knew the only way to win was for LeBron to be that number one guy and Dwayne to be the ultimate number two guy in a team, and he was. And they end up winning. The first year, obviously not, but they won two titles. Russell Westbrook, to me, was the number one guy when Paul George was on the team, and Paul George was the MVP candidate, and he wasn't. Russell won the MVP a couple years ago. Like, Russell's not a backseat guy. I don't know. It's going to work. I'm sure they're going to figure it out somehow, some way, but it's not going to be easy.
All those shiny awards and everything, I agree. Those are nice. They speak well of his game and his impact, all that. But those teams didn't get out of the first round of the playoffs.
You're right.
So, look, from a marketing standpoint, selling tickets, making buzz, being on the national platform, it would have done all that for the Heat. And that, look, it's a business. It's a sports business. That's important.
But good God, if it's Chris Paul coming
from
here.
From a writing column standpoint, I would have loved Russ.
Oh, sure,
here.
Of course.
I would have loved.
If something
but
good
but
to
from
write
a winning standpoint, from where the future's going standpoint, no. Mm. This is good news for the Heat.
All right. I'm going to try to believe that, but I can't.
I'm trying to lift you out of your depression here.
I've been Westbrookian
depression.
I am depressed. Because you know what? Like we said all week, I'm a shiny object guy, and someone got my shiny object last night. And I thought that I was the only one that I was even able to
Biff
get him.
Biff didn't help bringing in that sad
no,
song.
I have a feeling he's going to hit me with
hurts.
That. Oh, no.
I don't hurt. I'm upbeat and perky over this lack of a deal.
God. All right, let's take a break. We'll get others. Listen, the text machine's with you. This morning so far, the text machine is very pro Dave Hyde, very anti Zach.
Well,
no one's crying this morning but me.
There's rational thinkers out there.
They're not rational. You're not rational.
You're emotional.
I'm emotional.
On the text line?
No, it would be a dark cloud on the text line. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, read some of your text messages. And if Chris Paul is still mentioned by the time these 4 hours are up this morning, I might vomit. I might.
Hop on that banana boat, baby.
Stop it. We'll be back in a second.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, back here on the Joe Rose Show. Happy Friday morning, everybody. I'm trying desperately to get this dark cloud over my head and have the sunshine come back out. Although, creeping up in the corner, you know when, like, you get the alerts on your phone or on WSVN or one of these channels that says there's a tropical depression building out in the somewhere on the coast of Africa and it's about 9 days away from hitting here? That's what I feel like is going on with Chris Paul.
I think there's a tropical depression.
Oh, I'm
over,
in a tropical depression
Biscayne
right now.
Boulevard simply because Westbrook's. You know, I think the Heat are very disappointed.
I'm sure they are too. They have to be. Yes.
They thought and or hoped that they would have a huge change in the way people looked at their team. And Westbrook would have brought that.
Yeah.
And if they've got him for Dragic, Miles, Leonard's. 1 year deals
and Justice Winslow.
And Justice Winslow. Look, that would have been a fine deal.
Yeah, you keep Hero, you keep Bam, you have Russ, you have Jimmy.
I can't believe I'm arguing, but I am that Adebayo and or Tyler Hero prevented a big deal from happening.
And it scares me because both guys have potential. We've seen Bam, and Bam has gotten progressively better since he's been day one in the league till now. And Tyler Hero is the 13th pick overall. And is unfortunately, for all Heat fans out there, lighting up the summer league, putting up 30 points, 20 points a night, whatever it is. So, yeah, we see the potential in this guy. I just hope that it wasn't we're hoping for the potential. That's why we're not trading for Russell Westbrook.
Well, I think that's part of it. Yeah,
and that's what scares me.
But that's exactly what they're thinking.
Because that's the Oklahoma – but that's what we're ripping Oklahoma City for. We're ripping Oklahoma City for taking all these first-round draft picks and trying to rebuild their team, and that's what the Heat are basing a non-trade on.
Well,
on two guys that are good players, but neither one of them have superstar potential.
No. Here's what I'm ripping. Here's what I'm happy, why I'm happy Westbrook didn't come. That the ceiling, to me, was fourth in the East with Westbrook. Okay? And you're handcuffed from making... As much as any team's handcuffed, and I have to walk back some of this because look at the Heat. No one thought they could be making these moves. Okay?
You're right. No, you're right. You're 100%
across the
right.
League, leagues or contracts are being ripped up, and players. I mean, it's stunning to me. Durant and his trade now, it's being reported that I think Brian Windhorst reported that Durant demanded Golden State send a number one pick to the Brooklyn Nets in his trade. The initial trade was just D'Angelo Russell for Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Okay. And Durant said, no, that's not enough.
Durant
said Oklahoma or Golden State's got to send a number one pick too. I mean, so the power of these players is surprised. So again, I'm going to have to walk back some of the concepts that we're usually thinking. So maybe the Heat wouldn't be tied for all 3 years of or 4 years of Westbrook. But to me, the ceiling, no matter how you cut it, was fourth in the East.
Fourth
and
in
right
East.
Now, they're sixth or seventh in the East. Is it really worth all that to jump up a few places? When you're really – you're not having championship aspirations with Russell Westbrook.
No.
Now, if you say, boy, it'd be fun to go watch that team.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you, but I will remind you Oklahoma City finished sixth place in the East, in the West.
In the West. I understand that, and it's a hard argument to go against. I just say it's two different conferences. It's way different. The Western Conference is the varsity, and the Eastern Conference really is junior varsity at times. Because the Western Conference, the 6-7 seed in the West, could be the 2 seed or 3 seed in the East. And that Oklahoma City team, the way it was built and put together last season, that roster with Paul George on it, with Russ, with Adams, that's easily the 2 or 3 seed in the East last year. That's the way I look at it. Eastern Conference schedule, playing the Eastern Conference teams, playing
they
Detroit.
They got beat by a Portland team without one of their stars, though.
Damon Lillard
waving goodbye.
Yeah, Portland made the Western Conference finals. Like, Portland's no sleepy team.
And they got beat
team.
The year before by Utah.
And Utah right now is the maybe a 2 or 3 seed in the West. So it's not like we're talking about them losing to
but
Sacramento.
No, we're saying these aren't championship teams.
You're right.
They didn't, you know, they're
I didn't say Russ was going to bring us a championship. That's not where I was going with my I need Russell down here. It just made you a better team and a team to watch. Like, Jimmy Butler is a good player in this league. Jimmy Butler is – I am not taking anything away from Jimmy Butler. He is a good player in this league. Jimmy Butler does not move the needle. He doesn't. Not at all. He is a good player, and he's probably a better complementary player with another superstar than he is as the number one guy on a team. I think that the ceiling for the Heat this year is that 6 seed. There's no higher than that. I think there are
– unless they get Chris Paul, right?
If they get stop it, like, that's the only thing right now that could totally derail me from any kind of thing I'm thinking about.
They would have to incentivize
the trade, right?
By giving the Heat back one of their number one picks
and the 2026 one and the 2024 one,
taking all these older Heat players with contracts for the next 2 years.
They should, like, legitimately, but Pat Riley goes, let me look, and Andy Ellisberg looks at their roster right now and their deals and say, who do we want to get rid of? That's the only way we'll take Chris Paul.
But would you trade Dragic? I'm just throwing out names. Yeah. And I haven't matched up contracts. Yeah. James Johnson, Deion Waiters, for one Chris Paul.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't.
I don't know
I don't care if there's 4 first-round picks in there. No, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. Because the way I look at it is, if the Heat are trying to make the next big move, like the Russ move or the fingers-crossed Brad Beal move in a trade or via free agency in 21, I mean, you have to look at it and think, okay, you don't have Russell Westbrook. You have Jimmy Butler. In 2 years, the James Johnson, the Olynyk, the Deion Waiters, all those are off the books. There's 2 years.
Oh, but Pat Riley won't be waiting 2 years.
No, I
know that.
Right?
I understand. This summer's proven as anything
that he's not waiting. He's not waiting.
He's moving. I mean, certainly next summer would be the outer horizon of another big move.
We'd have to wait an extra year past that if you take on Chris Paul. And who wants to wait? I don't want to wait 2 years, and I know Pat doesn't. I certainly don't want to wait 3 and see what this team looks like with Jimmy Butler and Chris Paul. And no James Johnson, no Deion Waiters, no Goran. Like, I'd rather keep that kind of squad together with Jimmy Butler than bring in Chris Paul and get rid of 2 or 3 of those guys just to get rid of those, quote, bad contracts to take on a really bad contract.
And Russell longer, Westbrook, bad and longer.
Yeah. With Russell Westbrook, at least there's a little bit. I mean, no one can't overlook this. A little bit of that electricity that might give you something. You get nothing with Chris Paul with that.
But Oklahoma City must have a destination for Chris Paul. Otherwise, why would they have done this deal? This makes no sense if they just said we'll take Chris Paul. And on the other hand, why wasn't it all announced at the same time?
I know.
You know, something's amiss here, you know.
And then immediately after, didn't you like cringe a little bit when immediately after this trade was kind of made, the Heat again brought up in conversation except for Chris Paul? How did that happen?
I think any time there's a name out there, the Heat will be brought up in conversation.
Sure. But that scared me. Because you're right. As much as I am a shiny object in the corner, the guy with the really nice suit and the really nice hair, Pat Riley, he's a shiny object guy too. And he'll never hesitate to make that team better. And that's why you love Pat Riley if you're a Heat fan. That's why Pat Riley should have a statue outside that arena, because you're a Heat fan and you know this guy does not settle for second place. He wants first. And that's why you love him. That's why people around the league respect him. That's why guys who play for other teams will sit down with Pat Riley when Pat Riley has 85 cents.
He was going to settle for fourth place in the East with Westbrook.
He was going to settle for bringing a shiny object in and trying to get better.
Okay.
That's what I want. I want my GM to do that. I want my guy to do that. I want my president of basketball operations to never settle. And the only reason why he was settling for Russell Westbrook was it was bringing another star in here, and you never know what else could happen with Pat Riley. But Chris Paul, to me, would be the thing that says, in my mind, Pat is losing it. Why would you bring in Chris Paul?
Can't incentivize it with two first-round picks. Your former first-round picks you've traded, you get those back. That
to take
that
on Chris Paul.
The pot
no, it
enough?
Doesn't. Chris Paul doesn't. There's nothing that could sweeten the pot
you
with
get
Chris
a few
Paul.
Other, rid of a few other contracts?
But I'd rather keep those deals. I'd rather keep Deion Waiters and James Johnson than bring in Chris Paul. As crazy as that sounds. I never thought I would say those words. Because Chris Paul to
you
me
get,
is...
I'm trying to argue for the deal. You get two draft picks, we'll
okay,
say.
You get back that
you get
one.
Back your draft
okay.
picks, okay?
Uh-huh.
You get Chris Paul... Still a, he's still a contributing player.
I mean,
still can help you win.
Is Chris Paul right now better than Deion Waiters?
I would say we're on the same plane. Okay. Dragic, Waiters.
Is Dragic better than?
I'd say they're the same, okay. similar. Right. Without having seen Chris Paul day to day, but
no, of course.
But moving forward,
yeah.
you know,
6 months from now, 18 months from now,
I'm warming up to the idea here.
Of Chris Paul,
yeah.
I'm getting
why they get two number one draft picks back.
Uh-huh. If they get two number one draft picks,
or
back.
one, let's say one, just
okay.
because
just they're one, they're one,
conversation
like the most heralded one in that 87 yeah. picks that they
you
have
get, you
is
get
the Heat
your
one.
Unprotected,
okay,
number one draft pick. What was that? 2021,
2021. Yeah, that's the last of like the Gordon
you get that.
Ones.
You swap contracts, essentially.
Uh-huh.
You're getting one more year of Chris Paul.
So the Heat are giving up who in this? Deion Waiters, James Johnson, and Goran?
Yeah, we'll say for argument's sake.
This is the hypothetical trade.
We're going to have to go to the ESPN trade machine.
Yeah, someone get that
work.
Albert guy from Twitter that just breaks down everything with the salary cap. Yes.
So
you're getting Chris Paul, your first-round draft pick back. That's the really protected one.
Which gives you
one.
A future chip to trade,
uh-huh.
knowing how this will work.
Sure. And then you're giving up
Deion. You keep your two young players. You've kept uh-huh. them in the Westbrook
Yeah,
deal.
Tyler's here. Bam's here. And even Justice. Even Justice is still here.
You don't need Deion Waiters because you have Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, yes.
You don't need Goran because you have
Chris Paul.
So essentially you're trading James Johnson.
Yeah, you're getting rid of James Johnson.
And you're taking on one more year of contract.
Uh-huh. Oof, can't do it.
I'm winning you over here a little, huh?
No, you're not. I can't. The Chris Paul, as long as Chris Paul's still in that trade, I'm no good. It's an extra year and it's an extra $35 or $40 million.
What if we, again, I'm wrestling with this idea because it's floated. Initially, it made no sense. But if we've learned anything, it's that contracts mean nothing right now.
No, you're right.
That's true. You can move. Who thought they could move Hassan Whiteside?
Not me. Not me.
I mean, so I get it that it'd be a another act to move Chris Paul in the last year or two of his contract. But who thought Houston could move him?
I never thought. I'm going to be honest. I did not think that any team around the league was going to take Paul's contract on unless it was one team and it was the Lakers, because it was the somehow, some way they would finagle something if they had money left or whatever they could do, because Paul and LeBron are like best buddies and they can make that work somehow, some way.
A lot of our founding ideas of sports have changed for me this summer. I'm having to, again, walk them back. You got, okay, players only want to win. No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Jimmy Butler could have won in Philadelphia. Yeah. Kevin Durant was in Golden State.
He's going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, then you have the idea of money. All they want is money, most money. No, again, Jimmy Butler's taking less money to come
here. To be here instead of a five-year max deal.
All those
there.
Guys who are leaving their teams are taking less money because you could always – assuming they have the rights, the bird rights, et cetera, they could sign more with their team, max player. So, and now you're getting even this concept of Chris Paul going, these big contracts can be moved. So,
big contracts can be moved. Can you imagine trying to move Chris Paul's deal in 2 years, even with even expiring 1 year left when he's making $42 million? Like, we thought the Russell Westbrook last year $47 million thing was bad. Chris Paul be what, 37?
Wouldn't you take the Bradley Beal and John Wall
now instead of Chris Paul? Yes, because Bradley Beal's in it, and Bradley Beal's a future guy. He is what, 20 and change?
26.
26. He plays four more years. He's only 30, and then it's another
38% three-point shooter.
He's a good player in this league, if not superstar. Kind of, but
he doesn't have that buzz. To me, he's an equal, a better player to get than Westbrook.
Yeah,
because of age and 3-point shooting, the way the league's going. But he doesn't have that buzz of Westbrook. He doesn't make
right.
you a national platform team.
The way Westbrook Beal and Butler are a good duo, and they would be a good duo to have for the next couple of years, with the slim chance, and I say slim because I did like the player for a while, John Wall. I think he's a decent player and probably has a little bit of electricity in there also, but he's the kind of guy like Westbrook that is a guy, ball in hand, athleticism, hopping out the gym. That's his game, and if he's hurt and not 100% back, you have half the player he was. I don't know if John Wall will ever be at 100% again, especially after that injury. But if that trade or something like that can be made, or something can be moved to bring in Brad Beal, and then you have to get John Wall, at least in the back of your mind, if John Wall does come back at 60%, it's not a bad player to have. Now, his deal is just as bad as Paul's or Russell Westbrook's, or worse.
Because it goes another year. It's 4 years.
Yes. So it's just as bad. But at that point, you have Brad Beal, you have Butler, you have John Wall at 60%. You might have not had to give up those young assets that we love, or just one of them. There's a little potential there. And in the East, you never know what could happen in 2 years. At this point, if you're any other team besides Milwaukee, you're hoping that somebody comes in and snatches away the Greek Freak, and that Ben Simmons never gets his jump shot. Because then Philly and Milwaukee are still going to be really good teams, but never great.
Well, that's the problem with taking all these contracts on. You shut yourself off from
that.
If Giannis at some points in the next year says, I want out of Milwaukee,
yes,
that contract will be meaningless.
Correct.
We've seen that. So yeah. He will force his way out of Milwaukee. Now, will he want to? I don't know. But
my fingers are crossed.
Yeah, sure.
Fingers are crossed. And all I want to see at some point in either this summer or next summer is the Greek Freak here in Miami Beach kind of taking a weekend. Because at that point, Pat Riley will find out, accidentally shows up at the hotel and has a conversation with him. Listen, we'll come back. We'll take your text messages because they're flying in right now. 560-22 is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. I am trying to make this Friday a good Friday for myself. But, yes, I'm still in a little bit of depression from the Russell Westbrook stuff last night. Dave is trying to talk me off the ledge here, and it's not really working that much because every fourth word out of his mouth is either Chris or Paul, and it's making me want to vomit. We'll be back in a second.
Radio.com.
Yeah.
I'm working on time.
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect.
All right, I know the music in this hour has been kind of the sappy, sad music. I have just told Biff in his ear, not whispered in his ear or anything like that, but I told him, when we get into the 7 o'clock hour, it's all energy for the next 3 hours.
Chris Paul.
Woo! No, not my energy, energy for Chris Paul. No, maybe at this point I have a little bit more energy for the Brad Beal hopeful and the John Wall baggage. That's where I'm at right now.
Chris Paul sounds like an awful deal.
It sounds
to
like
begin
it.
Now yeah. Walk around it a little, okay? Let it.
I'm trying to.
You know, let it marinate for a few moments because it sounded awful to me when it was proposed. Who would want Chris Paul at this point? Okay, now let's walk. You get your unprotected draft pick back. Uh-huh.
If that's in there.
Well, I'm proposing, okay? I'm trying to make you feel better,
I told
Zach.
You, for the next 13 minutes, it's still the negative juices I'm trying to get out.
I'm trying to move this dark cloud that you didn't get.
It'll be gone in 13 minutes.
The electricity of Westbrook. But let's. So instead, you get unprotected draft pick from 2021. You get your draft pick back from 2021. Okay, so there's a nice chip on the table.
That is a nice chip. And everybody loves those first-round picks around the league.
For some reason, yeah.
For some reason, you're right.
And you get Chris Paul, a functional still at this age point guard. Not the star. Not the star he was.
No,
But not awful either, okay? You're getting let's go with average at this point.
Okay?
Maybe even a little above average. Let's say a replacement for Goran Dragic.
Okay.
That guy. That idea.
So he fills that role in now.
Okay. You Deion Waiters is off the table.
Yes.
You don't need him. You have Jimmy Butler.
No, we got Butler.
And so all you're really, in effect, trading
is James Johnson.
James Johnson taking one more year of Chris Paul and his deal. It doesn't sound so bad when you present it in that fashion, does it?
No, but
it doesn't move the needle.
Needle is not moving. If anything, the needle's moving backwards at this point.
You had a sugar buzz when Westbrook was on that. I mean, that's you were like because all senses are crazy.
Yes,
even though you're rationally telling yourself. It probably is a bad deal,
but I want it because I'm a shiny object guy. Yes, and it's fun. Yes, fun. Okay, that's a great way to look at it. Fun would be the reason
I
would do it.
Sports should be fun. Yes. I get that. There's something to be said for that.
This team, I'm having a hard time saying yes to that deal for the only reason of I know Pat Riley doesn't like to wait. I know he doesn't want to wait. I know he's in win-now mode all the time, no matter what this team looks like, and trying to do it. But I just sat through the last 2 years of a mediocre team, and the only thing that was a bright spot on this team was bringing Dwayne Wade back and watching The Last Dance and trying to make the 8 seed in the playoffs.
They knew it was stale. That's why you saw all these moves made. They knew they had a stale product.
If I'm going to sit through last year with the Dolphins and this year with the Dolphins being probably really bad, I could sit
You're
through
putting it. Pressure on the Heat to because of the Dolphins?
No, but I'm trying to put in perspective as a sports fan down here, knowing that next year is the possibility of this team having a high draft pick and $100 million in free agency and the real restart for this Dolphins team. The true restart that we've been waiting, 10 years at least for this Dolphins team to take instead of trying to be 9-7 because you were at 8-8 the year before. I could deal with a year or now at this point, it looks like just to get those money off the books that what you got on the roster now, a year or two of either not making the playoffs or being the 7 or 8 seed again for the possibility of knowing that in that 2021 summer, which is 2 years from now at this time, having enough money, Butler on the books, I don't know how good he'll be in 2 years or if they're how much diminished skill he'll have in 2 years. But to go out, not make any trades, and be able to sign Brad Beal and maybe someone else.
But again, if we've learned anything this summer,
it doesn't matter about contracts.
2 years.
I know.
2 years is 2 years away. We'll take care of that. And if we have bad contracts, we'll move them.
I don't know how much better you are on this team getting rid of.
I'm trying to convince myself of that.
I know.
But who
is Chris Paul better than having Goran, James, and Deion? That's what I'm trying to put through my head.
To throw in, okay,
that first round pick.
Well, yes, the first round pick, but you also now they have Jimmy Butler. So do he consumes a lot of what Deion.
Yeah, you're right.
The go to guy at the end of game, playing a lot of the perimeter slashing position. So
being the primary scorer or one of those guys.
Then
yes.
You throw in. I can't believe I'm doing this. Tyler Hero, we don't know what role he plays, but the idea of what they hope he can play.
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
And he's a rookie. He's 19, but he'll consume some minutes. I'm wrapping my mind now around the idea
of trade
Chris
being
Ball,
made. Yes,
even though there's none of the confetti falling like there would have been with fans going crazy with
Russell Westbrook.
Even though, again, we're talking probably two or three spot different in the East.
Yeah, you're right.
And no real championship aspirations.
No, I don't think Russ, you're right. I don't think Russ brings that championship aspiration down here, and certainly Chris Paul doesn't. So, oof, I don't know, man. I have a hard time thinking that it's better to take the Chris Paul deal than it was the Russell Westbrook deal. I'm having a hard time.
Well, I'm not sure it's better, but I'm wrapping myself around the functional process. Okay, why you would want Chris Paul at all?
Yeah,
considering his contract and his age, his game isn't what it was.
No, it's not. Yay, God, that's where we're at this morning. We're talking about what Chris Paul would look like down here. Yesterday, we had the possibility of Russ Westbrook, which is the better, I guess, fit or better electricity for this team. Chris Paul, to me, is the light bulb in the room that's just about done.
How do you think he feels about right now?
Oh, my God.
About last night at, when did that happen? 8:30?
8 and change, yeah. He went from being on a team that was probably the number two team in the West.
And he's a centerpiece, whether he
does,
his game needs that or not. Now he's a unwanted piece, and everybody's talking about,
Where else is he going to go?
Who wants him?
Who wants that contract?
That's also the exact guy that he usually take.
You're right.
And they squeeze that last bit of his career out of him.
This is exactly the tweet that we got from one of my guys, Port Miami Mike. Yo, Zach, Pat is looking at CP3 like Tim Hardaway from Golden State. He's going to get Chris here, get him in the best shape of his career, and sky's the limit.
That's how it'll be sold. We'll see.
I feel like Port Miami, his Twitter account was hacked by Pat Riley. I feel like that's what happened, but that's what Pat brings to the table, and that's what you just expect from him, to make this trade and make a guy better. All right, 6 o'clock hour's over, I told you.
Feeling better.
It's
Namaste.
Not that I feel better. I'm the negative energy's out. I'm ready to move on. It took me an hour, but I'm ready to move on.
Five
that doesn't mean
in,
move
five
on to Chris Paul.
Out.
But I'm moving on at this point. I am going to read these text messages because I feel like it's therapeutic for me at this point to just get beat up as much as I can by the text messages of how stupid I sound about the Russell Westbrook stuff. There is not a lot of people in the text machine right now that are sad like I am, which is scary in my mind.
You're a sad Heat fan right now.
I'm a sad Heat fan. I was cocky Heat fan yesterday when I thought we were negotiating against ourselves for Chris Paul. I mean, now you got Chris Paul in my head. For Russell Westbrook. And now I'm kind of a beat-up guy in the corner thinking, yeah, I guess we'll just go for Chris Paul. We'll be back, 7 o'clock hour. Your text messages after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.